Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willestein of The Press.
During the 2024 holiday movie season and into the new year, 2025, the animation feature films Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Mufasa the Lion King played tag at the top of the theatrical movie domestic weekend box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Mufasa the Lion King could not be more unlike each other in terms of animated feature movies. Mufasa the Lion King is a super realistic, computer-generated animation feature film that is often as soothing as the African savanna grasses depicted in the movie. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is a live-action, globe-trotting, and universe-hopping hybrid that is often as rude, wacky, and loud as its title character. The movie is based on the Sega video game franchise. Sonic 3 has spectacular animation, special effects, and action. The story and plot is convoluted. The third sequel is more violent than its two predecessors. Sonic 3 could have been a lot more fun. Even so, it's a box office success and is said to pave the way for Sonic 4, set for theatrical release in 2027. Jeff Fowler, an Oscar nominee for animated short for the film Go For Broke, is back to direct Sonic the Hedgehog 3, having directed Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Sonic the Hedgehog. The Sonic the Hedgehog 3 screenplay is by Pat Casey, Josh Miller, and John Whittington. They were screenwriters for the two previous Sonic the Hedgehog films. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is episodic and chaotic. Many of the characters seem disconnected from each other. The voices of Team Sonic are good. There's Sonic, voiced by Ben Schwartz, Knuckles, voiced by Idris Elba, and Tails, voiced by Colleen O'Shaughnessy. The animation of the trio is cute. Their scenes are fun and relatable. There are two villains in the plot line. Shadow, voiced by Keanu Reeves, a CGI manifestation resembling Sonic's evil giant twin alter ego. The similarity in the characters of Sonic and Shadow is confusing in the film's many frenetic scenes. Two live-action characters, the married couple Tom, played by James Marsden, and Maddie, played by Tika Sumpter, are likable and share some enjoyable scenes, yet neither is well integrated into the plot. Oddly, they morph into Randall, played by Shemar Moore, and Rachel, played by Natasha Rothwell, yet another of the film's bewildering aspects. Ivo Robotnik, aka Dr. Eggman, played by Jim Carrey, has some of the film's funniest lines. For example, he says, "Set up defense!" and a picket fence appears. He then curses out autocorrect. Jim Carrey, who also plays Robotnik's grandfather, seems to be in a film all of his own making. Then again, isn't that just like Jim Carrey and why his fans love him? Supporting characters include Maria, played by Alia Brown, Agent Stone, Lee Majdoub, and director Rockwell, played by Kristen Ritter, a Bloomsburg, PA native. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will be of chief interest to children, yet the depictions of violence may be too intense for younger children. Fans of the video game and fans of Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves should be pleased. Parents and guardians can enjoy the popcorn. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is MPAA rated PG for action, some violence, rude humor, thematic elements, and mild language. Opening January 31st, Dog Man, rated PG. Peter Hastings directs the voice talents of Poppy Liu, Ilsa Fisher, Pete Davidson, Ricky Gervais, and Lil Rel Howery in the animation computer feature. Dog Man pursues the supervillain Petey the Cat. I'm Paul Willestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.